AAA says times have changed.
And the reason for that is everybody is trying to get a leg up and a head start.
So if you're planning to leave today,
aboard traveling between 4:45 and 6 o'clock tonight.
More than 3 million people from our area are expected to drive out of town for Thanksgiving. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Fairfax County school bus driver and a school aide are now facing charges for allegedly assaulting an 11-year-old autistic boy riding the bus. Fairfax County police say it happened twice last month. A police spokesman characterizes the assault as a push or a shove. The D.C. Council and Mayor Muriel Bowser are clashing over the city's Paid Family Leave Act. The mayor let that law go into effect last year without her signature. Now the council's demanding that Bowser's office continue implementing the law, even as the council considers revamping how it's paid for. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson.
We're trying to see if there are ways to make the program, not the benefits, but the rest of the program, the financing mechanism, better.
Some council members are skeptical that the mayor's office is doing all it can to implement the law. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,430, the NASDAQ at 67.91. Sports, the Wizards win in Milwaukee, the Caps lose at home. College basketball, Maryland wins, GW loses. Monday Night Football, the win goes to Atlanta. WMAL News Time 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's now a few weeks into his program with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Okay, you got an update for us, JJ?
I do. 12 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Most importantly, my wife has commented about my clothes being looser, so I got that going for me.
That is most important.
Yeah.
That's great. So how's it been following the plan?
The plan's great. I started out with a head of steam, and then this week was kind of tough. But the great thing about this plan is it comes with people, and I was able to call my counselor at EMP, Tiffany. You know, she listened, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, they're really the best. And let's face it, if everyone could just lose weight on their own, then we all would lose weight
on
our
exactly.
own. We need these great coaches over at EMP.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help, and then they even followed up with me the next day. It was awesome.
Well, they are awesome, and they were awesome for me, and they're going to be awesome for you. Find out for yourself. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 heading toward the Beltway. The crash is going to be after the exit for 123. Looks like with the VDOT truck, they're putting everything up. They have everything on the shoulder. So they're not blocking that left lane anymore. So 66 East, you do have all of your travel lanes open to get you past 123 to Nutley Street in the Beltway. But very slow as you come up toward the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, on 95 in Triangle, just trying to recover from the earlier crash, no longer blocking there either. So northbound 95 lanes open, again in the Triangle area. In case you missed it, water main break from yesterday and repairs continue. This puts it in Alexandria. Edsel Road closed between South Van Dorn and South Whiting Street. Again, that's due to the water main repairs. They hope by noon to get some of those lanes open. I'll keep you posted if there's any change for sure. Around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, just filling in those delays as you leave College Park. Heading around toward 270, breaks free after Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here on this Tuesday. Big travel day. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning and more of the same this afternoon. Clouds and sunshine and a high near 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Warrenton, 39 in Hyattsville, 41 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VDOT. The White House ends protected status for thousands of Haitian earthquake refugees. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Well, good morning.
Listen to Mornings on the Mall. We've got Jamie Metzger joining us this morning at 7:35. As you get ready for Thanksgiving, it might be worth reflecting. What's it all about? It's all just pilgrims and Indians? We'll find out. Jamie's going to share with us. 8:05 this morning, Gwen Carlisle as well. A butterball turkey expert, because you surely need one of those, right? Or at least you know somebody who definitely does. We're going to talk about whether or not those little timers actually mean anything, those plastic timers when they pop out of your turkey. And then Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35 this morning on a busy Thanksgiving week here at Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Let's talk North Korea to start your morning. President Trump yesterday said that he is designating North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. That North Korea was taken off the list by George W. Bush. Here is President Trump discussing that yesterday.
Today, the United States is designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
Including assassinations on foreign soil, they think referring to Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. He was killed at the Kuala Lumpur airport. Two women walked up to him and sprayed something on him, and it turned out to be a VX nerve agent on his face and eyes.
Female assassins. Do you remember when that story broke? That there was this theory going around that the women were involved in a candid camera game show, that they were somehow... they were unwitting assassins, that maybe they were handed this stuff, and that they went over and they killed him because they thought that they were part of a game show. They didn't realize they were putting VX nerve gas in his face. Anyway, it was all very dramatic, bizarre coverage of that. But yeah, female assassins killing his brother, his half brother.
The candid camera.
The old candid camera defense.
Yeah. Well, I heard that's what Robert Menendez is going to be using next.
Yeah.
If he gets retried, instead of the friend defense, it's going to be the candid camera defense.
He's got a great lawyer. And by the way, Abby Lowell, the guy who defends Robert Menendez, while we're on the subject, also Jared Kushner's lawyer.
All right.
So Kushner's okay. He's going to be fine.
I don't know if it works for Republicans the way it works for Democrats. All right. North Korea had been previously designated a state sponsor of terrorism. They were removed from that list by George W. Bush in 08, and he was trying to salvage. They had a nuclear deal, and part of the deal was, okay, we'll take you off of the state sponsor terrorism list, because with it comes a lot of sanctions. So we're going to take you off that list, but you have to be really, really good, and shockingly, that didn't happen. So President Trump said, back on the list with you. This was at a cabinet meeting at the White House. Now, what it does is it invokes more sanctions, because citizens, first of all, can now sue North Korea over terrorism allegations, but the administration can persuade other countries to cut off diplomatic and trade ties with North Korea because of them being designated a state sponsor of terrorism. So now the Trump administration could go to other countries and say, well, do you really want to be engaged with North Korea, which is now a state sponsor of terrorism? Is that what you want? So it ratchets up the pressure that the president is using against North Korea to try to get them in line.
So, and by the way, it was another chess piece that the administration can use. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going on with the timing here. Clearly, the president wanted to wait until his Asia trip was concluded to make this move. He wanted to first meet with all of all the Asian counterparts that he met with during the trip, come back here, decide, okay, let's play before Thanksgiving here. Let's place North Korea as a state sponsor of terror. Let's bring that label back. Clearly, it's a label that North Korea cares about, because, as you said, the reason George W. Bush removed it was a part of a negotiation in which North Korea sought for that labeling to be removed.
Yeah.
So they care about this, and so this is another arrow in Trump's quiver, and he's fired it at North Korea, hoping to tighten the screws on them to get them to denuclearize.
It bans defense exports and sales. It boosts restrictions on exports of dual-use items and affects financial transactions. So we're going to see what happens. I was watching the news this morning. I was listening to it this morning, getting ready to come to work, and I was listening to him say that Kim Jong-un is cracking down on his own people, and I wonder if this is something he does, to feel powerful when someone like President Trump cracks down on him. And now he has banned gatherings where there is singing or alcohol. So yeah. You can't get together That'll and show sing Trump. Or yeah, it is. It was just the. I'm listening to this in the background, thinking to myself, "What?
Joke's on you,
How
Kim Jong Un. Trump doesn't drink."
Nor does he sing.
He doesn't even care.
He does not sing either.
By the way, you should see, you know, you're wondering how they respond to this. North Korean state media is always the way that they do this. North Korean state media lashed out at President Trump this weekend as, quote, an old lunatic who offered, quote, a load of rubbish. Spouted by the old lunatic Trump during his recent visit to South Korea was a total of all nonsense and paradox so far let out by him against North Korea.
It was interesting. I saw an interview with a woman who escaped from North Korea. She was 17 years old. She went to China and then she, you know, went to South Korea and she got out. And what it was so interesting to see how indoctrinated and how brainwashed these people are from birth. And it only takes one generation because you kill off anybody who disagrees with you. And then you have those who are malleable and then they raise their children right. In this. And this is how it works. Do you know when they were told that when a rainbow appeared, that was their dear leader walking? Like if he wanted to go visit the mountains, he would just walk on the rainbow to that mountain. That's what a rainbow was. It was his bridge.
He would travel.
Mm-hmm.
The rainbow. Him and a handful of unicorns just walking on the rainbow together.
But that's what they were told. And I guess if you're told it by your grandparents and your parents, that you start to believe it.
Well, remember when Kim Jong-il died, the videos that we saw coming out of North Korea of crowds of people all crying together in unison about his death. Everyone just keeled over crying the most dramatic tears you've ever seen anybody cry because they were so sad that he was gone. And I was thinking to myself as I watched that, imagine being the one guy who's why is everybody crying? And then the sniper picks you off.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. And they all, you know, she said, we were taught that the propaganda from them was that any American they ever saw was always military, always bald, with big noses, and ugly. That's what they were always fed about the U.S. They were so brainwashed.
This was Trump's statement on November 8th in South Korea when he gave his speech. This is what he said about that. He said, North Korea is a country ruled by a cult. At the center of this military cult is a deranged belief in the ruler's destiny to rule as apparent protector over a conquered Korean peninsula. The more successful South Korea becomes, the more successfully you discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the North Korean regime. So what he's saying here is we're placing pressure on North Korea. We're going to establish them as a state sponsor of terrorism again. We're going to keep putting the screws to that regime. And meanwhile, for what little information they can get from across the border, they can look over to South Korea and say, why are they prospering while we aren't? And create some pressure, maybe a groundswell within North Korea to help destabilize that country and get Kim Jong-un to the table here on nukes.
They have no idea what's going on in South Korea. That's part of the problem. They can't even see the border from where they are.
You saw that one guy tried to escape. He got shot a handful of times trying to make it across the border.
By his own troops.
Yeah.
By his own fellow soldiers. 7:15 on WMAL.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of problems this morning. Let's start in Hyattsville, Maryland. If you're heading in toward town using southbound Queens Chapel Road, don't often have a major delay like this, but we have a crash southbound Queens Chapel Road before you get to Chilham Road under police direction, so definitely will cost you extra time there. Heading into town through Riverdale, Chevrolet, just the volume to get on to DC 295 southbound. Now, a problem on the southeast southwest freeway. It comes into the form of a crash reported on the westbound side after the 3rd Street Tunnel. So right as you come off the 11th Street Bridge, really starting to see that volume bogging you down a bit. 66, crash to the shoulder, eastbound 66, prior to the Beltway after 123, but definitely the attention getter as you push through that area. Now for GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sun and clouds mixed, a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. This evening will become overcast overnight with a slight chance of a rain shower. And then tomorrow, it'll be mainly sunny with wind at times, a high of 51 degrees. Right now, it's 41 degrees in the nation's capital, 716 on WMAL. So I want to get into the latest with LeVar Ball. I mean, he's just been out of control. And I'm so tickled by it because he was on CNN last night. And this is, remember, LeVar Ball is the father to LiAngelo Ball, who just came back from China. And he and his fellow UCLA teammates were imprisoned there for shoplifting. The president of the United States, as a part of his conversations with President Xi, asks, like, hey, can we get these UCLA players out? And he succeeds in making that happen. He secures their release. They come back to the United States. They give a heartfelt thank you to the president of the United States, or at least a scripted one. And then it seems like it's basically over from there. And then you get a situation where LaVar Ball, speaking to ESPN last Friday, the father of one of the players, is like, when he's asked about the president of the United States, he responds, who? And then he goes on to talk about like how he basically did nothing for me. Like, what are you talking about? He's like not even concerned about the president of the United States. And in no way is LaVar Ball grateful to him. So this was of interest. So last night on CNN, this guy sits down for an interview with Chris Cuomo. Here's a cut of that. Try and see if you can follow LaVar Ball's logic here.
President finds out about it. He, of course, is in China. He's meeting with President Xi. He gets involved. The boys are released. They get to come back home, which was never a certainty until he got involved. He says that
How do you know it wasn't involved before I even knew that? I mean, he didn't even know they was over there and like that. Okay, what was the reason for him going over there in the first place?
The president was in China to meet with the president of China and discuss trade matters, but he certainly was informed
about
the boys when he was in China, and that's why he got involved, he says.
Okay, he didn't get involved till he got to China?
I don't understand your question.
So he wasn't going over there beforehand?
He was going over there beforehand.
It wasn't like he was in the U.S. and said, okay, there's three kids in China. I need to go over there and get them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That wasn't the thought process.
All right. Okay. Right.
What we're talking about right now is a lot of stuff about my son just because his last name is Ball. We're not even talking about the other two kids.
Well, we're talking about your son.
Thank you.
We're talking about your son.
I'm talking about my son, too.
Right, but we're talking about your son because of you and what you said. This isn't
because
picking on your son. It's because of how you inserted yourself into this
and seemed to disrespect the president's efforts. It's when somebody asks me a question. That's not disrespectful if I feel nobody did anything. I don't have to say go around saying thank you to everybody.
Okay, I think the question...
That's awesome.
I think the question of the interview was, what are you trying to say?
Well, it was interesting to hear Chris Cuomo actually question someone that he was interviewing.
Yeah, he goes on here. There's more with LaVar Ball denying being in a feud now with President Trump.
Somebody told me about the tweet a couple of days ago. I don't even tweet. I'm just saying, why is that on your mind? All this stuff going on, and that's on your mind that a father didn't say thank you? And you're supposed to be the head of, you know, you're the head of the U.S.? Come on.
Okay. Fair criticism. The president is asking for thanks. You can criticize that. Should he be doing that? Should he not be doing
that? I'm just stating the point that I'm saying
is... He's arguing everything.
There's a lot of other things that's going on.
No question about it.
Let him do his political affairs and let me handle my son and let's just stay in our lane.
But he thinks
that he did something for the boys and he should be thanked and instead you took a shot at him.
That's fine. If he thinks it, I ain't took a shot at him.
You did.
Somebody asked me a question, man. I gave him my opinion, but I ain't taking no shot at the president for what?
It sounded like you were taking a shot at the president. It sounded like it.
I mean,
it did.
You can sound like that because you want it to be like that, but it's not. But why would it sound like that? That's because you want to take it that way so you can have some news.
It's because of what you said,
and
it's because you won't say thank you.
The one time.
Your son said thank you. The other guy said thank you. So you say thanks. Thanks for helping me.
I'm not the other guys, though. I'm not the other guys. I'm doing something else. I'm not the other guys.
The one time that Chris Cuomo is not creating the drama.
I know you're trying to rile something up. And
no,
that's okay.
I think you
that's
are.
Part of your job.
I think
you are. But you know,
you
I don't get easily tussled
you
like
are.
That.
You are. You are.
You know what's interesting? The nonsensicalness is of this entire thing is that it actually put Chris Cuomo in the position of having to defend President Trump.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Chris Cuomo's like the sober one, not causing crap. He's like, well, you kind of attacked him.
No, you did. It was great. All of a sudden, Chris Cuomo's there going, wait a minute, how did I wind up in the position of defending the president?
Well, somehow it ends on a nice note, a weird one. LaVar Ball telling Trump to have a great Thanksgiving, apparently.
Ball of gear, and you're going to be a big ball of family.
LaVar Ball, the best to you and your family for Thanksgiving, the best to your boys, and the best to your wife as well, okay?
Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving. Hey, and I got a message for you.
What is it?
Tell Donald Trump to have a great Thanksgiving, because Big Baller is.
I hope you're thankful for him. Take care.
Nice parting shot. Although it's going to be a really weird conversation around the bald dinner table at Thanksgiving.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Can you imagine having that guy leading the conversation at the head of your table?
I think they're used to it, though. Don't you? I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear the conversation. I probably wouldn't understand any of it, but I would love to hear it.
He doesn't even know what a disagreement is. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a disagreement. That wasn't a criticism. He's like, that wasn't a criticism? What do you mean it wasn't a criticism? You criticized him. No, that wasn't. No. Like, what? Good luck, ball family. Hopefully, I do hope you're thankful for President Trump. 722 on WMAL.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
You know, I never could understand how people would say they were looking for a good dentist because I'm like, well, you have a good dentist, you stick with your dentist. How could you be looking for a good dentist? Well, it happened to me. My dentist retired, and that's how I wound up having to find a good dentist. So I followed Larry O'Connor's advice, and I visited Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Love them. I am not a fan of dentistry, but I love them. I have my issues with dentistry, and they made me feel so comfortable. I didn't feel judged at all, and that's who they are. They're compassionate. They get it, and they want to work with you. They don't rush you. They go at your speed. If you don't want them to do something, they won't. They put you in total control. They want you to be comfortable so that you can get into the routine of keeping your teeth healthy and you don't put off a dental visit until you're in pain. You get follow-up calls after procedures. You get emails, and they even give you their cell phone numbers to call at any time. They rock. So if you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a good dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
725 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Water main break Alexandria and still closed a stretch of Edsel Road just off of South Van Dorn. So they have you blocked off at South Van Dorn over to South Whiting Street. They hope by noon to get some of those lanes reopened. But again, that stretch of Edsel remains closed. 66 eastbound as you head past 123. I'm looking at the crash activity. It's de-escalating. It looks like only one VDOT truck. Two vehicles there on the shoulder, so not blocking any travel lanes anymore. Coming out of Centerville, obviously we're going to check it out, slowing through that entire stretch. Westbound on the freeway, southeast-southwest freeway, now delays as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel due to the incident. On the Suitland Parkway, I don't have anything reported, but I'm suspicious. Delays intensifying as you head inbound past Alabama Avenue, so just plan for the extra time there. Heading through Hyattsville, Maryland, southbound Queens Chapel Road, before Chilton Road, still with crash cleanup. Oh, and Virginia, I wanted to remind you about 234 Dumfries Road, still slow northbound, trying to get up toward Hoadley Road due to the crash. Update is sponsored by Sun and Ski. Get back diamond savings now through Black Friday at Sun and Ski. Visit sunandski.com to find your nearest store, shop 24/7, and find Thanksgiving Day only deals. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking morning, seen some overcast at times.
times. Other than that, the overcast, a mix with sunshine, and we'll keep that today. A cloud-sun mix and about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
41 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!
All right, I love Jeanine Pirro. Let's just state that up front. I'm sort of biased on the question. She has an enviable intensity about everything political. But she was just popped going 119 miles per hour in upstate New York. State police clocked her going 119, not clear on what kind of vehicle she was driving. It was nearly double the speed limit. A state police spokesman said that Pirro, according to Joe Conscious right up here at the Hill, said Pirro was in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. She was pulled over by a state trooper. She was driving 54 miles per hour above the speed limit. So she was moving twice as fast. She's just probably, you know, testing how quickly it would take to get somewhere if you went that speed. She said she was driving for hours to visit her ailing 89-year-old mother and didn't realize how fast she was driving. Got to be honest. I would probably realize if I was driving 119 miles an hour.
Yeah. Again, I think it depends on the car.
When I get up to about the 100 mile per hour threshold, that's when I start noticing, oh, whoa, my foot's a little lead. Like, I should probably back off just a touch.
And there's people honking at you, and you're driving people off the road.
You can't hear the sound of honks. You're driving faster than the sound. 728 on WMAL.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
Coming up, Thanksgiving. Yes, it's coming up Thursday, but we're also going to be talking about Jamie Metzger, about the real meaning of it. That's ahead. And an historian is Paris Hilton is an historian. We'll explain how that's true. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A federal judge has permanently blocked President Trump's executive order aimed at punishing sanctuary cities by withholding federal funds from them.
President Trump cannot set new conditions on spending approved by Congress. That's the ruling from U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick after lawsuits were brought by San Francisco and Santa Clara counties in California. A Department of Justice spokesman says the court has exceeded its authority in the ruling and vowed the department would continue to follow the president's direction. Some of the biggest cities in the country are so-called sanctuary cities, including Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
The Trump administration is ending a temporary residency permit program that has allowed almost 60,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. since a 2010 earthquake in their country. TV host Charlie Rose is apologizing and says he's deeply embarrassed after eight women told the Washington Post that Rose made unwanted sexual advances toward them. CBS has suspended Rose, and PBS and Bloomberg have suspended distribution of Rose's interview show. A published report says a woman who used to work for Michigan Congressman John Conyers was fired after rebuffing his sexual advances. The report on BuzzFeed says Conyers eventually settled a wrongful dismissal complaint with the woman. Today could be the worst travel day of the week, says AAA. Used to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was the worst. Now it's the Tuesday before, they say. And AAA's John Townsend says there is one window of time late today that you'll especially want to avoid.
Between 4:45 and 6 o'clock, those are the 0 hours for the worst
kind of be caught on the highway, not only because so many people are leaving, but people who are staying in town are out shopping and running last-minute errands.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,430. The Nasdaq at 67.91. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Caps lose to the Flames. The Wizards beat the Bucks. College basketball, Maryland wins. GW loses. Monday Night Football, the Falcons outlast the Seahawks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Go to Staples this Black Friday for great deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts like an HP Stream laptop for just $199, including 1 year of Office 365 Personal. While supplies last, ends 11/27/17 at Staples Black Friday.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Protect your pipes now to avoid costly home repairs later. Seven on Your Side takes you inside a home's walls to show you what goes wrong when pipes freeze and burst. Learn important winterizing steps to prevent a frozen pipe disaster. Seven on Your Side, tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. You want your kids to be smarter, right? ABC 7's here to help. We're revealing 10 steps you can do that are backed by science. 10 scientifically proven steps to a smarter kid. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after the Dancing with the Stars finale.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. Sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Ready for the bonus round?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a holiday party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever's on sale?
Oh, incorrect. Oh, tell them what the right answer is.
It's simple. The answer is Premio Sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own special touch for the perfect meal. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia alert here on 28. If you're trying to head down toward the toll road, that's where we are jammed due to the crash. Southbound 28 before you get to the toll road, and the crash is before you get to 606 Old Ox Road. Watch for police there. Now, once on to the toll road, and by the way, we're good on the Greenway this morning. Once on to the toll road through Herndon Reston, have a little bit of volume. 66, we're still trying to recover from the earlier crash eastbound before the Beltway. It was after 123, completely gone. I don't even see anything on the shoulder anymore, so nothing left to check out. So we're trying to get going on 66. That's the story we're doing on 295. The delays as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. And that takes you down past East Capitol Street. That seems to be our normal morning commute. Route 4, Route 5 heading up through to the Beltway without any incidents to report there. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, the incident had been after the 3rd Street Tunnel westbound. That's why we still have those delays off of the 11th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking morning. Seen some overcast at times. Other than that, the overcast a mix with sunshine, and we'll keep that today. A cloud sun mix and about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Burke, 36 in Germantown, 41 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
Morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall this morning at 8:05, we'll be joined by Gwen Carlisle, butterball turkey expert. Always good to talk to one of those ahead of Thanksgiving, especially as you start getting that bird ready. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow joins us here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
We are family.
Oh, that time of year. Get together with your family for about 24 hours, and then don't do it again for another year. It's a uniquely American tradition, and here to discuss that with us is Jamie Metzger. She's a contributor, senior contributor for The Federalist. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just finished having my breakfast of pumpkin pie, so I'm a little bit ahead.
Oh, you're a woman after my own heart.
She's sugar charged this morning. That's excellent.
That's right.
Down with that. All right, so you have a very interesting piece about how most of us think of Thanksgiving at the pilgrims, and our children dress up in their little pilgrims outfits because they can't dress up as Indians anymore. So they only do the Thanksgiving play now with only half of the people there. But that's not true. The Civil War actually had a really important role in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said, it is true. That certainly is a facet of our Thanksgiving. I think it's good to focus on the separatists in Plymouth. But at the same time, the Civil War did play a major role in the annual celebration that we have today, the Unified Thanksgiving Day. On the fourth Thursday of November, was declared first by Abraham Lincoln in 1863, and we've been having it ever since.
So what were the sort of the elements leading up to that? Clearly, in the midst of the Civil War, you have a very fractious nation.
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it to start using Thanksgiving as a point of unity?
Well, I love this story because I can relate to it. It's about mostly about a woman who was a writer. She was a widow named Sarah Hale, and she just got on a crusade to have a unified Thanksgiving Day. After she was widowed, she started writing to support her five children, and she became the editor of Godey's Ladies' Book, which was very widely read women's magazine. She was the first female editor of a women's magazine, and she also had written a novel in which it was about New England, and it had a Thanksgiving celebration featured in the novel. This somewhat propelled this movement to popularize Thanksgiving, and she got on a crusade and used her platform as editor of Godey's Ladies' Book to promote a unified Thanksgiving Day that would be declared for the entire nation. There had been sporadic Thanksgivings, primarily in New England, sometimes in other regions, throughout the early history of the United States. But Sarah Hale was really the one who made it happen, and she was on a campaign writing to governors of states primarily, and also presidents of the United States. The presidents tended to ignore her. She got some more traction with the governors, but by the late 1850s, most states had some form of Thanksgiving. It wasn't unified. You know, there were different times at which it would be celebrated. But in 1863, she had written to President Lincoln, and we don't have any clear connection between him receiving this letter. We can just infer, because he received the letter, and then a few weeks later, he proclaimed the first Thanksgiving. It was at a time that I think it was probably a fortuitous time for Sarah Hale's cause, because for the first time in over 2 years of war, things were looking up for the Union. The first 2 years of the Civil War were very, very hard for the Union. They came in expecting it to be easy, and it was not easy. But by the fall of 1863, things had taken a turn. We'd had the Battle of Gettysburg. We'd had the Siege of Vicksburg happening that summer at almost the same time. And things were looking better for the Union. So I think it was a good time for President Lincoln to say, let's gather together as one nation and give thanks to the Lord for all his providences, not only on the battlefield, but just in how he has given us blessings on the home front, even in the midst of this time of trial.
And what about the Confederate States? Did they heed his plea to everybody come together, or did they not celebrate?
I don't believe that they celebrated. No, I mean, there had been Thanksgiving celebrations in the separate states prior to the war, but it's not. I did not research that in particular, but I would suspect that wouldn't be something they would tend to heed at that moment.
Has Thanksgiving lost something since that time? I mean, you know, you think about all of the articles we see every year now, especially in the Trump era. Here's how to talk to your Trump-supporting relatives this Thanksgiving. It's like people are being armed. They're weaponized right as they go into their dinner. That's not a message of unity, I don't think.
Not at all. And I was really struck, and that's what half of my piece focuses on, is Lincoln's two wartime Thanksgiving proclamations, first in 1863 and then in 1864, and just the conciliatory tone, the really repentant tone. There's no blaming. It's just a unity in coming before the Lord. And I felt like, well, if they can, you know, we think our time is very divisive and fractious, and
yes,
it is. But we're not shooting each other, okay? We're
That's
not
right.
shooting cannons at each other. So if they can come together in that way of, I really think that what's missing from our Thanksgiving for many
right.
is the idea of humbling ourselves before God. I mean, that tends to be a unifier.
Well, maybe we can do that this year. Put the cannons away and humble yourself before God. Jamie Metzger, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Have a great Thanksgiving.
My pleasure. Thank you. You too.
All right. More on another historian coming up, and this one is Paris Hilton. You're going to love this. 744 on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
In financial times like these, we all want common sense investment advice from a reliable source. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. You can get valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your own money and investments every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
745 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hiddy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, heading north on 234 Dumfries Road. If you heard me talk about those major delays, they have eased. The crash is cleared. 234 as you come up to Hoadley Road with the lanes open, much better. Same story with 95 and Triangle. Crash is gone. Pretty much cleared out all those delays. Heaviest stretch right now, Dale City, heading toward Lorton and Newington. You just have those pockets of heavy delays just off and on with the volume for the commute. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, still slow into town. Westbound freeway had the earlier incident, was after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, Hyattsville, and coming southbound, an unusual backup, so plan extra time if you use Queens Chapel Road southbound with the crash before you get to Chilham Road. So that's still putting the pressure on that trip. 95, Maryland, south of the ICC with the volume onto each loop of the Beltway. 270, we're bunched up here in Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville. Now from garage door WeatherRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here on this Tuesday. Big travel day. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning and more of the same this afternoon. Clouds and sunshine and a high near 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 41 degrees, 746.
Let me take a selfie.
All right. Paris Hilton convinced that she invented the selfie. Oh, Paris. Come on. The selfie, you know, where you turn a camera around and face it at your own face and take a picture? Those are called selfies. And you can upload them on your mobile phone. That's called muploading a selfie. So if you think you were the first to mupload a selfie, Paris Hilton insists that she's been muploading selfies long before anybody else could do it. She put out a picture this weekend of her and Britney Spears together. It says, 11 years ago today, me and Britney invented the selfie. Unfortunately, there are historical records that suggest that that's in no way true. Dana Perino was on The Five yesterday and gave a quick little history about the eldest selfies she's aware of.
Paris Hilton has set the internet on fire after claiming she and Britney Spears did 11 years ago, posting these pictures from 2006. Many are taking issue with that claim. Here's some photographic evidence. Thelma and Louise took one back in the 90s. Colin Powell posted this snapshot from 1950s, but perhaps the oldest existing selfie is from the 1800s, taken by a photographer named Robert Cornelius.
Robert Cornelius. You were saying that it's not just photos, though, that have been selfies. There are some paintings.
Well, Van Gogh painted several selfies of himself. I mean, he looked in the mirror and he painted himself.
Yeah, does that count?
So how is that not a selfie?
Yeah, that feels like that should count.
Should count. That's the 1850s.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you got
Van
Gogh doing selfies.
He was born in 53, so it wasn't in the 50s.
At one point, you know, but there's also some people who claim, no, it's not Paris Hilton. I mean, look, listen, Geraldo Rivera was on this very radio station and made this claim before.
You know, I did the notorious selfie. Some argue that, I started the whole craze about a year and a half ago.
I started the whole craze a year and a half ago. Remember that picture? Geraldo Rivera shirtless.
I thought he found them in Al Capone's vault.
Yes.
Al Capone's selfies.
Discovered the secret of the selfies inside Al Capone's vault. Something good had to come out of that vault. So we got selfies, apparently. Again, Paris Hilton insisting that she's behind it. And it's kind of funny. In a weird way, it's weird that we're even mentioning the name Paris Hilton, because at one point it was ubiquitous with nonsense celebrity culture. And then she just drifted away. It was
she grew up.
What happened to Paris?
She grew up. She stopped with the nonsense.
So now we only get her nonsense in Throwback Thursdays, where she reminds us of how much nonsense she was engaging in.
Yes.
Like, remember the dog in the purse?
Yes. Whatever happened to those dogs? Because she had more than one. Whatever happened to them?
And her friend was Nicole Richie?
Nicole Richie, and they went around and they did stupid stuff?
Yeah.
Because their daily life wasn't stupid enough. They had to seek out stupid stuff.
Well, that was scripted, Mary. They weren't really stupid. It was written into the script for them to act stupid.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That started something bad, I think, that era of our reality entertainment. Anyway. Congratulations, Paris. You got it wrong. 750 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable, biblical health care. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have 7 boys, 3 girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida, and the total bill
was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, I mean, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
It's fall, football season, and just like a good quarterback is critical to your football team's success, so a good realtor is essential in quarterbacking your purchase or sale of real estate. From the halfback of advertising to the fullback of negotiating, to get you into the end zone, you need a realtor who can move the ball against a tough field of buyers or sellers. And if that's you, call me. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster at 1-800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com.
7:53 now. Time to check in on how your money is doing with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Good Tuesday morning to you. Well, after a small bump yesterday, stock futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. AT&T says it will fight the government's move to block its purchase of Time Warner. AT&T says Time Warner isn't a phone company. There's no harm to consumers from this deal. TSW shares have stepped in the mud. They're down more than 11% after Designer Shoe Warehouse reported weak quarterly earnings. Lowe's shares have pulled back in pre-market trading, and they're down after an earnings report that beat expectations. 8 children killed, and IKEA is recalling 17 million dressers and chests. They're unstable if they're not properly anchored to a wall. The most recent reported death was last May when a dresser tipped onto a 2-year-old California boy. Remember Cyber Monday? Well, now it's Cyber Week. Target will have everything 15% off at Target.com next Monday, and deals all next week to keep you coming back. And Dancing with the Stars wraps tonight, but ABC will be the true winner with ad sales for the finale. One team will take home the Mirror Ball Trophy. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.282% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today at 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.282%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on WMAL. Call them today at 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Northwest, Nebraska Avenue gets busy for morning commute, but now complicated with the crash. Nebraska Avenue of Reno Road. You see a lot of flashing lights activity there in Nebraska and Reno. Heading in through Hyattsville, southbound Queens Chapel Road before you get to Chilham Road. Still watch for delays, but crews tell me all clear from the earlier crash that caused those slowdowns. Virginia 66 East, the latest problem is going to be before you get to the Beltway in the left lane. That's why we're still not out of the woods. Everyone pushing up toward the Capitol Beltway. South on 28, closer you get to 606, the better it's getting. That's where we had the crash, south on 28, before 606. That's before you get to the toll road. Traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT, $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What we have is some really nice travel weather over the next few days. We will continue to enjoy sunshine. We'll get a little cooler as we look ahead toward tomorrow as a front comes through. Cold front, obviously. Clouds a mix with sunshine this morning and this afternoon. Today, 61. Tonight, with that front, a shower, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51 and windy. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41, 757 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
You want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions.
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans and so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, you got questions about your turkey and how to make a turkey? We're going to talk to someone who does. Gwen Carlisle from Butterball will be with us. Yes, she's an expert.
Turkey expert. And by the way, a major Democratic member of Congress, as well as two very major members of the media, all accused of sexual harassment in the last 24 hours. Give the update. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. CBS has suspended Charlie Rose after 8 women told the Washington Post he made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Post reporter Amy Britton broke the story.
The unique thing about his show is that it's a very small staff, roughly 12 to 15 individuals. There's no HR department. The only person essentially that anyone could report a complaint to would be his executive producer, who had been with him since 1991. And multiple women told us us that they felt like they really could not report this behavior. We did speak to one woman who did report it, and she was fired soon after reporting it.
Rose issued an apology for what he called his inappropriate behavior. PBS and Bloomberg have said they are suspending distribution of Rose's interview show. There's also a published report that Michigan Congressman John Conyers is also facing accusations of sexually inappropriate behavior. BuzzFeed reports that Conyers settled a wrongful dismissal complaint filed by a woman who says she was fired after rebuffing her boss's sexual advances. And BuzzFeed says four former staff members say Conyers made repeated sexual advances to female staff. A federal judge in California has issued an injunction permanently blocking the Trump administration from punishing sanctuary cities by withholding their federal grant money. The judge ruled that the president's executive order to that effect violates the separation of powers doctrine as well as the Fifth and Tenth Amendments. The chairman of the Prince William County School Board is unapologetic about referring to, in a tweet, to President Trump as, quote, an idiot for speaking against the NFL for its refusal to punish players for sitting or kneeling during the national anthem. In particular, Board Chair Ryan Sawyers took issue with Mr. Trump for calling on the NFL to suspend Marshawn Lynch of the Raiders.
I think it's a really dumb move on the president to interject himself in the employment of a private citizen in our country for peacefully exercising his First Amendment rights.
Sawyers, who is running as a Democrat for Congress, spoke on WMAL's Morning.